And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So we're switching gears right now. I'm in number two of the triple dipper. That may be as far as we get, Boomer. I have no idea.
That's all right.
That's right.
That's all right.
That's okay. That's right. Just you'll tell you I'll get as far in that dipper as I want to get. But yeah, hey, listen, number two of the triple dipper, I'm calling it trading blows in the woke wars. So out there on the battlefield of woke versus non-woke, there's some serious like duking it out going on. And I'm glad of it. I kept seeing as I was getting this piece ready. Actually, I had it ready for yesterday, didn't get to it. So I decided to throw it in today. But as I was getting it ready, what happens is a lot of times in the morning, early in the morning, I am resourcing the show and I'm trying to, you know, find about, basically sometimes I know what my dippers are in advance. Other times I don't. Sometimes though, I also notice trends while I'm going through and pulling the resources together. And I send them to Boomer and he winds up putting them together in formats that I can then highlight. You know, I can show you right now on the screen. Here we go. But I find these stories, sometimes I find trends. One of the ones that I just began to notice the other day was how many times right now, like a liberal is pushing back on a conservative, and then a conservative is pushing back hard on a liberal, and it's like going back and forth. So I thought there's a whole sequence right there, trading blows in the woke wars. Sometimes it's policy, sometimes it's politics, and sometimes it's just flat out stupid, like this one. I couldn't help but notice this one. So, first of all, if you're out there, if you're a Right Side Ruffian, if you're a conservative, don't ever believe that this is a proper tactic. But have you heard about swatting? Have you heard about swatting, Boomer? You ever heard of that? No? Swatting.
Swatting.
Swatting. Not like swatting a fly.
That's
in this case, yeah. I can see the look on your face. You're like, why is that a big deal? In this case, swatting is a colloquial or just a phrase designed to talk about doing a fake call of a hostage situation. And a SWAT team gets called out to the house, the business, wherever it is, and it turns out it was all a fake call. Well, it's dangerous. I mean, when you get a SWAT team arriving on scene, they're thinking they have to go through a door and clear a house, and you're inside watching TV or sleeping in your bed. Well, that happened this weekend. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, right over in Rome, Georgia. So she's a conservative firebrand, so if y'all heard that, the National Pulse is where I pulled this particular story. But she went out on Twitter and said, just got swatted at my house, more details to come. And I thought, what, really? Here it is. National Pulse reports it this way. It's been on all the media, but this is where I got this source. According to a Rome Police Department report, Rome police officers responded to a 911 call on Wednesday at 1:03 a.m., which led them to initially believe that a man had been shot multiple times in the bathtub at Green's home. What? The caller also stated there was a woman inside the home and possibly had children with her. When officers responded, Green assured the officers there's no issue at the home. So they cleared the call and went back into service, and then they got a call at the police station. It was actually a computer-generated voice, but the call said that they took credit for the incident and did it because they were upset about Mrs. Green's stance on transgender youth rights, and they were trying to swat her. Wow. So first of all, this has been done in different places around the nation. It's absolutely, it's extremely dangerous. It's a waste of, I mean, first of all, what happens if another real incident had been going on somewhere else and these police have been detailed? It's like pulling a fake fire alarm. Fire department goes to one direction. What if they were needed somewhere else? Now they've been pulled in places they didn't need to be. Well, it's a big deal. Stephen Bannon was swatted at his house on Capitol Hill. Another guy, a guy named Tim Pool, had the same thing happen to him several times in the last year, even once while he was on the air. Apparently he has a radio show. So I'm just saying, folks, big deal. But that's that literally was a trans activist saying they took credit for it because they were just mad because they were stance against, you know. Anyway, all right, next thing I got is elections. So this one kind of boggles my mind. You know, Charlie Crist down in Florida. You remember him? He used to be a Republican governor of Florida. Now he's a Democrat congressman. Apparently he's not sure, you know, what brand he rides for. But Charlie Crist is now, as of last Tuesday night, he is now the Democrat gubernatorial primary nominee to run against none other than Ron DeSantis. Crist won with 60% of the vote, according to PBS, story I got here off of Daily Caller, and literally has immediately begun to offend people left and right. He wants to represent Floridians, but for some reason he can't seem to understand that when you say you're going to be a unifier, the last thing you need to do is go out there and insult everybody. So in his words, he literally said he doesn't want the votes of anyone who believes in Ron DeSantis. He doesn't want people like that who have, in his words, hate in their hearts to be on his team. So apparently, if you believe in conservative values, you have hate in your heart. If you are a fan of Ron DeSantis, did you know this? You have hate in your heart. Charlie Crist, what a joke. But so here's the thing. In the woke wars, Charlie Crist is now the guy who's running against Ron DeSantis as governor, who used to be the Republican governor, who now is a Democrat congressman, who now wants to be the Democrat governor. Has that ever happened in the history of ever? I don't know. I find this rather hard to believe, but I'm looking forward to Ron DeSantis's responses to this, and I can't wait to see how this is going to go in terms of future debates. We'll see whether Charlie Crist has the chutzpah to get up on stage with Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, is literally when he gets in front of a microphone, the press has no choice but to sit back on their heels and wait for him to finish because the man commands the microphone. And so I'm curious to see how it's going to go when Charlie Crist, with his waffling left and right, goes up against Ron DeSantis for the opportunity to be now the Democrat governor. The woke wars are going big right now in Florida, I'm just telling you. Well, I got a whole stack of stuff here. We'll start walking through it. You want to call in? We'll take calls. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I got stuff about woke school board members. I got stuff about... Here's an article that's very interesting. I'll get to in a minute. The Wall Street Journal. What if they gave a war, but everybody was woke? That's the headline right there. How about this one from theamericanconservative.com? Christian nationalism is not what caused January 6th. You know why he's saying that? Because they're trying to make it believe that's what it was. You're a Christian nationalist, by the way. Do you know that? How about the conservative groups fighting back, suing the school districts for discriminating against white teachers? That's real. We'll talk about that one, too. All kinds of stuff. Trading blows in the woke wars. That's where we are. And we got to. We got to. Like, don't not fight back. Because that's what they want. They want you to sit idly by and be sheep. Well, I got news. Right side ruffians don't sit still. Bunch of sheepdogs. That's what we got in this audience. So, yeah. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back from this break, I got more on trading blows in the woke wars. Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, you stay tuned. We got plenty more. Be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, spanning all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Man, I got covered up in text messages. Boomer, I kept hearing my phone going while we were interviewing Angela earlier, so I got to, before I jump back into the Dripple Dipper, I got to read some of these text messages. So, first of all, my wife just texted and said, Angela's a sweet, sweet person, and now I am crying. So there's that one. And then Allie sent in. Allie said, "Please tell Angel," because Allie writes a column. She's the publisher of Athens Now. She writes a column on military stuff. I think it's called Everything Soldier. I'm maybe going from memory here, but she said, "Please tell Angel she's going to be the topic of my next soldier column coming out next week." And then she said, "How am I supposed to drive safely in a moment like this?" In other words, she was probably crying too while she was driving down the road. And then got a text from my daughter talking about the fact that, you know, the one guy, the Marine, said somebody told him the Marine Corps goes to war while America goes to the mall. And she said, "The fact that we can go to the mall when they are downrange means they have been successful in their mission." And I would agree with that, my girl. The messages keep pouring in like that. That was a great interview. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Trading blows in the woke wars. So here's a classic example. So you heard me talk. I did a whole segment today on that ESG stuff. The ESG, the environmental, social, and governmental rankings that now every major corporation has to have. They have to have a good ESG score. You know, we got to show that we're woke. We got to show that we're into green energy. We got to show that we're supportive of BLM. We got to show we're transgender rights. We got to show that we like, you know, we're against voter ID laws. Well, I don't know. Here's an idea. How about make a profit on behalf of your shareholders? There's a good idea, right? Breitbart has a story dated August 24th. In relation to all the ESG scoring, well, first of all, one of the major proponents of that is BlackRock, which is one of the world's largest investment portfolio managers. $1 trillion in assets. Texas banned BlackRock and 9 other finance firms from working with the Lone Star State after declaring that they were hostile to fossil fuels. So BlackRock is ESG scoring people who are hostile to one of the major industries that supports Texas, the oil and gas industry. And Texas says, "Wait a minute, why in the world should the state of Texas be doing business with you? Why should we have our state retirement funds invested with you? Why should we do anything that relates to you, BlackRock? How about this? We're not going to." And so talk about trading blows in the woke wars. Texas banned BlackRock and 9 other finance firms from working with the Lone Star State after declaring that they were hostile to fossil fuels. Glenn Hagar, the state comptroller, on Wednesday published a list of the financial companies that will be prohibited from entering into contracts with state and local governments. Yeah! The environmental, social, and corporate governance, ESG, movement has produced an opaque and perverse system, he says, in which some financial companies no longer make decisions in the best interest of their shareholders or their clients. But instead, they use their financial clout to push a social and political agenda shrouded in secrecy. So yes, Texas, trading blows in the woke wars. Here's another one. Total change of subject, but just trading blows in the woke wars somewhere else. Did you hear about the situation in Minneapolis? The Minneapolis public school system. They were dealing with a strike, I think it was, with teachers. The teachers' union, of course, is involved. They come with an agreement. Everybody's happy. They all go back to work. Except when you read the fine print, you're like, wait a minute, wait. This agreement y'all entered into says what? The agreement entered into with the union was that, and I don't know how they looked at this and thought, we can do this. This is legal. I mean, what attorney were they using? But they have a stipulation in there that basically says that minorities will be fired last. Literally, it says that. So seniority matters not. Which by the way, I've dealt with teacher unions issues as a former state senator. I can tell you, seniority, they're all about it. Tenure, you can't touch my tenure. Don't touch the third rail of politics in education being tenure. And oh, by the way, seniority, like I remember once, literally, I think it was in Autauga County, a teacher of the year was let go because she did not have seniority over some of the older teachers who had been there longer. She was, in other words, best teacher they had, but they let her go because of seniority. Okay. Well, apparently none of that matters anymore when you take into account that, you know, it's important that we acknowledge minority issues. So Judicial Watch, a conservative activist group, announced on Tuesday, according to the Daily Wire, that a lawsuit has been filed on behalf of a Minneapolis taxpayer over a teachers' union agreement that stipulates that white teachers will be laid off or reassigned before educators of color. The agreement covered by the Daily Wire earlier this month was struck to allegedly, quote, remedy the continuing effects of past discrimination. The continuing effects of past discrimination. Well, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said, it's incredible that in this day and age, a school system would engage in blatant racial discrimination in employing teachers. And he went on to say, the courts can't move soon enough to shut down this extreme leftist attack on the bedrock constitutional principle that no one can be denied equal treatment under the law on account of their race. How about this? In the past, that was done, and it was wrong, and our nation took steps to correct it. You don't get to undo it in the opposite direction. You just don't. Well, the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, the teachers union, is stipulating that these racial standards be upheld. And even one teacher, a guy named Edward Barlow, who is a black teacher, speaking to the Star Tribune up there, said he praised the situation and believes that it could become a national model. I got news, Edward Barlow. Apparently, you don't teach civics. Apparently, you don't teach history. I'm pretty sure you don't qualify to do much of anything in that school because you're so wrapped up in self that you're no longer educating. You're just opining, and there's a big difference. Folks, you can't do that. You can't go down that road and say that we're just going to go ahead and, you know, I don't know. Here's an idea. Let's flat out discriminate. Okay, here's one for you. Pushing back in the woke wars. Out in California, they got issues. California, we love you. I know that my second highest download group in the podcast is from California, and we love you. We appreciate you. I lived in California for a bit, by the way. Boomer, did you know that?
Really?
I did.
Where at?
I lived in Laguna, which is in Orange County, south of L.A. Laguna Hills, just above Laguna Beach, Huntington Beach, that area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like when you were growing up or like were you
yes.
out?
Like, I was there like in sixth, seventh grade time frame.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a good time in my life.
No. I lived out there for a little while.
Where'd you live?
Like in the Hollywood area.
No.
Yep.
Why did I not know that?
Well, that was just another part of Boomer's history. But don't worry, I'm back and never going back.
Okay. I get it. All right. Well, anyway, nonetheless. Here's a story from the Daily Wire again. I got two for the Daily Wire in a row. California State Water Board tells ranchers to stop taking water for agriculture. So let me explain something. Plants don't grow without water. Doesn't work that way. But farmers and ranchers located near the Oregon state line in Northern California have been informed by the government to stop diverting water from a region that is dedicated to protecting fish. Now, maybe they don't seem to understand that you can't grow tomatoes and carrots and wheat and whatever else. The wine in the Napa Valley is going to be slim if you cannot water the plants. So the idea that they've got a basin in which they are trying to protect fish at a time when they have a water shortage in California. It's big. It's a big, big, hairy deal. But right now, on Friday, the State Water Resources Control Board sent a draft cease and desist order to the Shasta Water Association, informing that group that they need to stop collecting water from the Shasta River watershed. And the Shasta Water Association has 20 days now to ask for a hearing, and after which they may face fines of up to $10,000 a day. So we're trading blows in the woke wars here. In California, they have some nutcase environmental laws that prohibit the ability to just live. Just live. But as this morning, I heard the amazing stories of how celebrities are exceeding the levels allowed to water their lawns and fill their pools on a regular basis in California, like to the extent that I want to say Dwayne Wade has something like 400,000 gallons more than he's supposed to on his estate. Yeah. And all that to say, farmers, they feed America. Farmers are the reason why we can go to the grocery store and find a produce section at all. And if you're going to say they can't water the plants because you're protecting the fish, but yet you can also allow a continued overage by celebrities like the Kardashians. That was one of the ones they listed in that show this morning. Is they water their lawns and fill their pools? I got news. Your priorities are whacked. But right now, trading blows in the woke war just involves farmers dealing with the California State Water Board just to be allowed to water their crops. All right, Boomer, take us to the last break of the day. Trading blows in the woke wars. You want to call in, I'll take it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number, 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. So listen, I got to tell you guys before I go too much further, ZLA Solutions, if you are out there looking for a job, and I've got one story right here that talks about how low the unemployment rate is right now. Alabama's got a record low unemployment, 2.7%. It doesn't mean that nobody's looking for a job. It just means we're doing good. Well, one of the reasons I think we're doing good is because companies like ZLA Solutions, who've been with us since this show started, ZLA Solutions is epic good at getting people and jobs lined up. If you personally are looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. But if you're also, by the way, an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can square you away, man. That's their bread and butter. That's what they love doing. They will do all that it takes to find you a crew, a staff, an entire shift if necessary. They are working with big-name employers all over the northern part of the state. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar. It don't matter. Check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, I'm wrapping this thing up. You had a call a minute ago, Boomer. What was that?
Ray called, and he was talking about, like, the Florida elections and how many people are flooding that state, you know, legally and illegally. And how is that going to really affect those elections?
Oh, you mean, like, will it water down the conservative base there?
Right.
Actually, you know what's happening right now is it's looking just the opposite. And thanks for the call, Ray. So here's the deal. Actually, that's perfect timing because I have a story right here in my hands.
Oh, man. So Ray probably saw it.
I was going to do that one second, but I'll take it first. So I'm sitting here in number two of the Triple Dipper, Trading Blows in the Woke Wars. And the headline of this one from townhall.com, dated August 24th, is "The conservative annihilation of woke school board members was greatly assisted by one man." So here's the thing. Florida has been... talking about trading blows in the woke wars. The state of Florida, under DeSantis's leadership and a willing and ready conservative group in the legislature, have been just pummeling liberals all the way up the chain, to include the great untouchable mass corporation Disney. And most recently, what's happened is, you know, some were saying, "Well, we'll see how that plays out in the polls." Well, we saw how it plays out in the polls so far, didn't we? School board elections around the state. So Governor Ron DeSantis has what he calls his freedom agenda. And Ray, to your point, people are moving there, but apparently the votes are going in the right direction. A lot of folks are moving there to get to the freedom and not to bring something else. And so Governor Ron DeSantis actually got out there and endorsed local school board candidates who were willing to support at the local level the things that he's fighting for at the state level. And when have you seen that in Alabama? I don't recall ever seeing a localized race. I mean, I had Governor Ivey came and campaigned with me back when in the day when I was running for the state Senate. You know, but what I'm saying is, when have you seen like a governor go at the local level, that county commissioner, that school board member, I endorse them and I hope you'll vote for them. Well, he did. And it points out this article from Town Hall. Said those aren't the most exciting races when it comes to politics, but they are the ones that directly impact your lives. And he's talking about these school board elections are examples of where the left has tried to exploit the low-intensity nature of these races to infiltrate education systems and install out-of-control left-wing indoctrination. We see it across the country. Well, conservatives across the state of Florida, he says, celebrated on Tuesday night. And for instance, one of them was the Sarasota County School Board. They shifted it completely. They broke it from liberal to conservative in one night, all because of candidates who were endorsed by Ron DeSantis. Big boost for DeSantis as he moves into his own election season coming up in the near term. But yeah, it's not right now. It does not appear to be an issue. As they're trading blows in the woke wars, Florida is winning the fight on the conservative side. Let's flip to a different one. Totally different. New York Post, dated August 13th. I almost find this to be ironic. Like, they were mad. Migrants on a Texas to New York City bus threatened to call the cops when the driver refuses to stop for them in Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, so when I read the article, I kind of went, okay, I guess I could see their personal angst. But then again, in the big scheme of things, I'm like, who are they to come illegally across our border and then demand the police tell law-abiding people to do things for them? Well, what happened was this. You know, Governor Abbott in Texas has been sending illegal immigrants by the busloads to Washington, D.C. and New York City. Talk about trading blows in the woke wars. Loving that. New York City is proud to be a sanctuary city. Wait a minute. You can't send them here. That's just awesome. All right. But then one of those busloads was apparently traveling through Alabama. You and I both know this route, Boomer. They were apparently right up through Rising Fawn, Georgia, going into Chattanooga. So they must have come right by the home station here. But it literally says they went from Del Rio, Texas, by way of Chattanooga to Washington, D.C. before planning their final destination in New York City. 40 immigrants on one particular bus were supposed to get off in Chattanooga. But this early Saturday, the bus driver told the asylum seekers they would not be stopping in Chattanooga. That was right after in Dade County, Georgia, the local sheriff intercepted the vehicle and told him, "Don't you anybody get off your bus here in my county." All right. But then it says that the bus driver sort of changed his plans. Everybody's staying on the bus. We're heading straight on through. To which point, they say that several Cubans began making a commotion. That's what it says right here. Cubans started to make a commotion. They were saying they need to get off the bus. Said they had called their family. Their family was meeting them there. I got news. Does anybody here remember? They were here illegally. They were threatening to call the police. It says the immigrants who are seeking asylum are not considered illegal and have authorization to travel in the U.S. Okay. The state of Texas gave them envelopes of what bus stop they're supposed to get off at. Eventually, they said the bus did, in fact, stop in Chattanooga, and they were able to get off the bus and just walk off into society, and we'll probably never see them again. Ever. Ever. Ever, ever. All right, man, what a show, Boomer. This show has felt like crazy.
Yeah.
You did a great job with the tech. Boomer's over here running wires.
It was a great show. It really was. And then on the opposite end as well, my head's spinning.
If you're watching right now, I am holding a handful of wires. We don't even know what all they go to. But Boomer's like running mics and crawling under desks and pushing buttons and snapping his fingers in microphones. Good job, Boomer. This would not have worked without you. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing weekend. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here again on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a good one. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio.